Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's check in real quick with the president.
The United States also ratified the Kigali Amendment, which will drastically produce.
Anyway, let's get on. We have so much we have to get to. All right, first I have to answer this question. I brought up that I'm having a gun made, built for me right now. I said it was going to be an AR-10. I lied. Well, I didn't lie because it was going to be an AR-10. That's not really what it's going to be now. I am hesitant to tell you what it's going to be for, well, for a couple reasons. One, here's the truth. Gun people, of which I am one. I'm pointing fingers at me. All right. I'm pointing fingers my way and maybe your way as well. Gun people can be some of the most obnoxious people out there. You know why? Here's why. Now, don't get me wrong. You've always been wonderful to me. I'm not complaining about you, but here's why. I could come on here tonight and say my Springfield Hellcat. My Springfield, that's my concealed carry weapon now. You know, I used to carry a Glock 19. Now I carry a Springfield Hellcat Pro. I could come on here right now, and I'm not saying this, but I could say the Springfield Hellcat Pro is the best concealed carry weapon there is. And I would have 1,000 emails explaining to me why I'm stupid and that's wrong and not, no, this did this, or the 1911 won this. No matter what. Because there are so many Americans who are passionate about guns and admittedly know a lot about guns, they will argue with you no matter what you're getting done because they care. Now, that's one reason. Another reason is this that I'm hesitant to tell you what I'm making, but I'll tell you anyway. I've never spent serious money on a gun before. I have a hard time spending money, as you know. I'm not Jewish producer Chris, but you know I don't like to spend money. It's just not how I was raised. You know, money doesn't grow on trees. Inflation, things like that. Saving up for retirement, just like you are. I have grown more and more alarmed at the state of our country right now. There was, like I mentioned, I think it was last night, there was just a freaking shootout on the highway right beside me the other day. It was horrible. And I've decided I needed a more serious piece of hardware, one that I was going to spend real money on. So I have talked to a few people, and this is what I'm having built. It is kind of a combination of a 6.5 Creedmoor and a standard 5.56 gun. Now, I'm not going to go in any more detail because right now non-gun people don't even know what I'm talking about. I have a heavier caliber, not the heaviest by a long shot, but a heavier caliber that shoots a long way. The ammo's pretty expensive and rare. And then I have a smaller caliber. Ammo is much more available. You're not going to have the range or knockdown power. What, Chris? What's the barrel length? I agonized over this a lot because you can go a bunch of different ways with this. You can really shorten it up. It's something like a 14 incher. You can get a 22. You can get everything in between. I am going to run a can on mine, a suppressor, a silencer. You would know it as a silencer. I'm going to run a silencer on mine It adds, it's not necessarily for my ears. They're still really loud, although it does help with that. It adds more length. It adds more range to it. Remember, the longer the barrel, in general, the longer the barrel, the further the round goes, further and straighter. So I'm going 18. That's what I'm going. And look, it'll reach out and touch you. The 6.5, well over 1,000 meters, which is probably more than I need. Because my days of shooting, I mean, I've never, and I was about to say my days of shooting at that kind of distance, I've never shot that kind of distance. In the Marines, I could shoot open sight, I could kill you at 500 meters. We had to qualify on that, 500 meters open sight, and that's good shooting, open sight. With an optic on there, I would say my longest shot I've ever shot would probably be a deer, and that's probably 500 or 600, maybe an antelope. That's out there. I'm not some sniper. There's a million people listening right now who are way better with weapons than I am. So 1,000 is probably more than I need, but that's what the 6.5 is for. I'm getting another upper receiver made, 5.56. So there, that's what I'm having done. I am a little bit sick to my stomach about it. Chris and I were talking about this yesterday because I've never spent serious money on a gun. And these costs, I'm finding them to be a little bit, Chris is cringing right now, I am too. I'm finding them to be a lot to take in. It's a lot to take in, but I just keep convincing myself, this is the last one, this is the only one, you don't need another one, which I know that's a lie. Like, I know I'm lying to myself. Every gun guy's laughing at me right now. Jesse, you're going to have 10 of these things. I know that, but I have a bad habit in life. Look, I have many bad habits. I have many bad things about me. But here's one. You know how I told you I'm cheap. I don't like to spend a bunch of money. I will go cheap on things almost every time and then hate myself for it. And in the end, have to spend the money anyway. And then have wasted the money I spent in the beginning. When we first got married, you know, we didn't have any money. We got married and then we moved in together. And we had a house, but I didn't have any furniture. She didn't have any furniture. I had my bachelor plates and pots and pans, basics, very, very basics, but we didn't have dressers. Like, we didn't have a place for our clothes. So where did we go? Don't yell at me. This is pre all this LGBTQ stuff.
Why are you gay?
We went to Target and we got all of our furniture at Target. Now, it was all that, a dresser, a big dresser. I'm talking one of the ones for your bedroom, a big one. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was $149 is all it costs. And I was so excited about it. And I remember calling my dad and telling him, because I was excited. I said, Dad, you're not going to believe this. I got this dresser for $149. And I wanted him to be proud of me. And I remember it. He probably will forget, but I remember it. He said, oh, I'm sure that'll be a good dresser. And I unpack it. And of course, here's another great lesson in life. The more pieces for assembly, the more crappy the product. You cannot even imagine. There was not a single thing put together, down to the little nails. Every single thing I had to put together, and the front cover of it fell off in 4 months, 5 months, and ended up having to spend like $500 and get a real dresser. So I have this thing where I go cheap and I go cheap and I hate myself and hate myself and hate myself, and then finally I spend the money. This time I'm spending the money. So there it is. You answer your question. 18-inch 6.5 Creedmoor. That's what I'm having done. As far as who is doing the build, I actually have a different builder for the upper than I do for the lower. I have a different builder for the optic. Don't look at me, Chris. Blame Clay. Clay Martin, our Green Beret friend of the show, Clay Martin, is responsible for this. He's the one who's forgotten more about this stuff than anyone else. He said, okay, well, this is what we need. You have to get this from here, and you have to get that from there, and this from there, and all kinds of other things. So there you go. All right? I feel disgusting. Hey, paintball sniper. Hypothetical situation. It's 2025 and the Republican. I'm going to get to the story about the dog. Hang on. And the Republicans took the White House. Your phone rings. It's the best ring because it's pure talk. It's the president calling and he's starting a Joe McCarthy style committee to weed commies out of the military. And he wants you to be the czar in charge of the operation. Do you accept the position? All right. I think I've probably lied to myself, and then I've lied to you after I got done lying to myself about something. I have told you repeatedly that I won't accept any position. I don't want any position in this evil government. I don't believe it can be saved from Washington. I don't want to be press secretary. I don't want to be president. I don't want to be senator. All these have proven to be feckless and weak. Yeah, and I really, I want to believe that. However, I cannot change the fact that I love my country, and I feel an obligation to my country. I feel like I have a duty to try for as long as I can. I've been trying for as many years as I can to try to save this place and make this place better. If I was given the opportunity to clean out the United States military, that would be very difficult to say no. That would be very, very difficult to say no. But don't worry. No one's going to give me that opportunity. One, two, a position of that size, does it just, everyone would wimp out. Even if a Republican got elected president, yes, even your favorite one, and he appointed me to that position, I'd fire one general and one admiral, and the media heat would get so much they'd back off and fire me. Oh, wow, well, we're sorry, we're sorry. The great men and women in uniform, they would immediately retreat, because that's what the GOP does. It's what they do every single time. Now, speaking of the great men and women in uniform, that's why we talk about Tunnel to Towers all the time. All the time. Tunnel to Towers, when somebody dies in combat, when a first responder gets ambushed. We just had another couple cops get ambushed. It's just the worst thing in the world. There's even video of it. When dad doesn't come home, Tunnel to Towers is there for that family. When a veteran is catastrophically injured, loses a leg, two legs, arms, paraplegic, whatever, they need help. They need a different kind of a home than the kind of home you have or I have. Tunnel to Towers provides that too. And they have a perfect charity rating. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, your money goes exactly where they say it goes. Go to T2T.org. All right? T2T.org. $11 a month is what they ask for. Let's help everyone out. All right? All right. The story of Muffles the dog and more politics. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, now I'm going to get right to the story because I teased it earlier. I've done that twice today, and I've forgotten to get back to it. Here's the story. Dear Oracle Leathers, punter of Muffles, I think it's time for all your new listeners out there to know the truth of what triggered you to become the world-famous part-time radio host and author that you now are. Long-timers all know that Muffles deserves all the credit, but I think you owe the new founders to tell the truth. There's no shame in admitting your aggressive tactics to get fired from selling RVs. But you know what? This is not very nice. His name is Chris. He said, I literally love the freaking show. Makes my day every day. Please keep going. Okay, I'm going to give you an abridged version for now just because I have so many questions I'm going to get to. Here's the story. I sold RVs. You remember I was out of work for a while, looking for work, found a job on Craigslist selling RVs. I start selling RVs. This is recently. Remember, I've only been doing radio like 5 years, and I ended up being pretty good at it, and they made me a sales manager and whatnot. But here's the thing about selling RVs, selling anything. Maybe you're in retail sales. I love this about it, but you sell or you starve. Remember that when you're complaining about that pushy salesman, you know? He pays his mortgage with that. That's how he feeds his children. You sell or you starve. You didn't make any money unless you sold. And so I was having a really bad month. And bad months happen, right? I can't testify to every kind of sales, but we were always graded month to month. And again, I was good at this, but I was having a bad month. How bad of a month? It was towards the end of the month. It was the last week of the month, and I had not sold a thing. I have a wife and two kids and a mortgage, two car payments, no money coming in, zero. To say I was desperate would be putting it mildly. This couple comes onto the lot, and you learn something when you're in sales. You learn to read people, whether or not they have good credit or not. And you don't ask them about their credit. You can tell. Dirt balls. I want the most expensive RV you have now, and I want a good price. That guy has horrible credit and can't buy anything. He's a big blowhard idiot. The guy walks in and says, hey, I don't want to waste your time. We're kind of looking for a 40-footer. We want to stay in the $50,000 range. That guy has an 800 credit score and can buy anything he wants. It's reflective of how you view life. All right. Anyway, this couple comes on. They're giving buying signals, and they clearly have credit to buy whatever they want. And they're looking for the most expensive, nicest RVs we have, which means a bigger paycheck for me if I can find them one. And this is going to come into play, they have two little dogs. The little rat dogs that maybe you like, I can't stand them, but they have two of these little dogs. The weather's perfect, so don't get mad at these people. I think it was 65 that day. They left the windows down in the car. I told them they could bring them in. They're like, no, we'll just check on them. They're fine. It was wonderful that day. The dogs were happy. Everyone was happy. So this older couple, I want to say 60s, I dig in with them, and I'm trying to find them the right RV. And it's hours, 2 or 3 hours, I'm on the lot with them. We're going from this one to this one to this one, and I don't like this for this, and I don't like this for that. And they keep going back to check on their dogs. They're very, very close to their dogs. That's going to come into play here. They're very close to their dogs. Finally, I nail it. I find them the one that's perfect. And I know if you sold RVs or cars, I'm sure this probably applies to cars or whatever. I know I've got them because they're in it and they're moving in. As soon as she's opening up the cupboards, oh, look, we can put your mom's china here. And it's over. It's over. They're buying it. It's over. She's mentally moving in. He's happy. Everyone's happy. This thing's done, right? With me? Now, we go back inside. They have made the decision. They're going to purchase this RV. This RV purchase, it will not only set them up with the RV they want, it will feed my family for the month. I'm good. This will probably. I'm not going to make a bunch of money. It'll pay my bills, and that's all I was looking for at this point in time. I'm behind. I got to pay bills. I have to run their credit. It's part of buying an RV. And of course, surprise, surprise, credit turns out to be perfect. Everything's perfect. I go get them a good price. I always try to do that. Again, let me pause here for a moment. I know you think you want the, quote, lowest price ever. Everyone thinks that. If you make sure that the sales department doesn't make any money, your customer service is going to reflect that. Just want to emphasize this. You want a fair price. That's what you want, a fair price. Don't let them rip your head off. Don't screw them out of every dime. I get them a great price. They love it. Everyone's happy. I print off paperwork. When you buy an RV, I'm sure it's probably even worse now because this was, you know, 6-7 years ago. When you buy an RV, it takes 30, 40 pieces of paper, all these disclaimers and bank documents and everything else. So I get all the paperwork printed out. I bring them back to my office. It's him. It's her. I can picture them like it was yesterday. They're sitting in front of me. The paperwork is in front of them, printed out. They each have a pen in their physical possession, and they're ready to sign. Now, there is a rule that I used to drill into my salesman when I was a sales manager. Don't try to overcomplicate things. Don't try to add extra questions. When they've said yes, when they're moving forward, you move forward. So you never, under any circumstances in this situation, do you want to stop. All the momentum's in your favor. They're about to sign. The sale is done. You never want to stop. But she made the most harmless suggestion in the world, a suggestion that couldn't possibly go wrong for me. She said to him, hey, hold on, why don't we take the dogs out there and see if they like the RV? He rolls his eyes, looks at me, kind of gives me that old brother thing. But because what are the dogs going to do, talk and tell her they don't like the color? I jump in as the good guy and say, no, let's do that. Let's go out there with the dogs. And that is when everything went wrong. And I'll finish that story in just a moment. Before we do that, let's do this. Remember this, testosterone levels, they're not free-falling just because we're a bunch of wusses in this society. They're free-falling because we drink estrogen every day. We shower in it. It's in the plastics. When you have a society that's lost 50% of its testosterone in 50 years, that's bad. There's something more to it than just, well, we sit around too much. We must take steps to counteract that. That's what chalk is for me. I take a male vitality stack. Do you understand? You can have, with natural herbal supplements, you can have a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Do you realize how incredible you'll feel in 90 days? That's it. Chalk.com. It's Black Friday sale time. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Go get it done. We'll finish the dog tail next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. All right, back to my story. I can't catch you up if you just got here telling a story about me selling RVs. All right. So we sit down with the paperwork. They're ready to sign. They've agreed. They love it. They love the price. They love the RV. Everything's good. She suggests that their two little rat dogs want to go look at the RV first. He rolls his eyes, but I jump in trying to be the good guy. Hey, it's fine. Let's take the dogs out there. We're all getting along, right? I hop in the golf cart. They ask if they can drive their car out there. I say, yeah, no problem. It's a huge RV lot. So they drive their car out to the RV. I hop in a golf cart and drive it out to the RV. It's a long ways. It's a big RV lot. I drive out there. Now, the RV itself, it was a big fifth wheel, okay? What you need, it's a pull behind RV, but it's very tall. It's very, very big, all right? And it was a concrete lot, but there were various angles to try to drain off all the rain we get down here in Houston. And because of the angle this RV was parked at, the stairs, which were already high, were even higher off the ground. I would guess from the top of the stairs to the concrete, doing this by memory, I would guess it's 5 feet. It's a hall, right? So we get up there, and the two little rat dogs, this couple, they're so excited. They take the dogs out, and they, of course, have to pick the dogs up, and they lift the dogs into the RV. They lift the dogs into the RV because the dogs are not tall enough to even reach the first step. The dogs go in there. The lady goes in there. He goes in there. The dogs are going crazy. They're looking around. They're jumping all over everything. I don't care. These people are about to buy the thing. It's their freaking RV. Whatever. I'm standing outside smiling. Boom. This sale's done. It's going to be cake. No problem. Finally, he says, okay, honey, he's done. He's been shopping for hours. He wants to go sign his paperwork and leave. All right, honey, that's enough. Come on. Let's go. He gets out first. He reaches up. He grabs one of the dogs, which is standing at the top of the stairs, way too far to jump. He grabs the dog. He lifts the little rat dog out of the RV. The next dog, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know what happened. I don't know whether he just had a dumb dog. Look, I have a dumb dog. I'm not judging. Maybe he had a dumb dog. I don't know what happened, but the next dog, maybe in a moment of panic that its friend was leaving, looks at the stairs. Right? The dog's looking at the stairs, and he could walk down the stairs. It would be a tough walk. And then instead angles himself to where he's aimed for the thin air that has no stairs, and the dog leaps. The dog leaps, This is not some kind of Great Dane. This dog is definitely not a cat. And the dog clearly did not have the necessary athletic ability. And the dog takes a header right into the concrete. Boom! Smack! Right like that. And the dog gets knocked out. Now, for everyone horrified here, you should know the dog ended up being fine. I want to emphasize this. I can see these animal dog lovers going nuts. The dog ended up being completely fine. But for our story, boom, the dog hits, knocked out cold, and it's even doing like this shaking thing on the ground. I am standing there mortified. My jaw is hanging down. She screams bloody murder and starts yelling immediately at him, kind of the, what did you do? He is equally mortified, but he's also getting blamed at the time. So he starts screaming back at her because he's being blamed. And I'm standing there watching all of this unfold. They scoop up this knocked out little bit of fur and run to their car, which was parked by the RV. Get in their car and drive away. I come back inside the RV dealership and the general manager, we're friends still to this day. He was friends with me then. He looks at me and he says, did they sign? And I said, no, they didn't. And he's looking and he can see that I'm not doing well. And he said, do you want to talk about it? And I said, no, I think I'm going to go home. I think I'm done here for the day. And no, I did not quit that day, but that was another one of those little moments I want to give God credit for. Just letting me know, hey, maybe you're done with all this. Back to politics. Oracle, aren't you afraid of being arrested by the Cheka? Well, I don't know how to answer this question. I don't want to be arrested. I don't want to be charged with any crimes. I have not committed any crimes recently. I do expect that one day I will be. I expect most people who are have any level of influence on the right will be rounded up and framed and or shot like they did to that guy in Utah by the Cheka. And you can say that's ridiculous, but that is the entire history of secret police agencies. That's what they do. They come in the dead of night and they hurt people. That's what they do. When you have a secret police agency that only works for one party against the other one, this is how it goes. No, I don't want that. I expect that's something that may happen one day. I am not going to stop talking about the truth and true things because we have evil people in charge. That's cowardice, and it's not right. We have a country to save here. We're going to keep talking about the truth. Great leader of the masses. When you talk about the government monitoring social media, does that include texts and emails? If so, we're all in big trouble. Yes, the NSA has all your texts. They have all your emails. They have all your social media posts. They have everything you have said publicly, and they have everything you've said privately. This is what I've been trying to explain over and over again. I told you about the Tucker Carlson story everyone seems to have forgotten about last night. The NSA collecting his emails and then leaking them to the media. They are collecting everything you have. The war on terror that came about after 9/11, the we're going to take on radical Islamic jihad and protect Americans. All the tools they used, the guns, the computers, the satellites, the everything, the laws, the everything, every single thing they used to go over radical jihad, they are now using to go after you. They are now using it to go after you. Oh, that, why can't they say about the terrorists got
the
away?
The FBI guarantee the American people that known or suspected terrorists, including any from Hamas or other terror groups, are not amongst those gotaways.
Well, certainly the group of people that you're talking about are a source of great concern for us. That's why we're aggressively using all 56 of our joint terrorism task forces.
But there's really no way for you to guarantee that Hamas...
They're aggressively using the joint terrorism task forces. That's interesting because I don't remember a single arrest of a radical jihadi in the past few months in this country I do, however, remember that very same Joint Terrorism Task Force that the director of the FBI just referenced. I remember the Joint Terrorism Task Force tracking down a man, a January 6th man, who actually aided police on January 6th, offering to turn himself in. The Joint Terrorism Task Force hunted him down. Every tool, every agency, every weapon they used for radical jihad, well, now it's aimed at you. That's the country we live in now. All right, we have one more segment. As many emails as I can get to. It'll be a chore, but it's going to be fun. All right? Before we do that, let's do something. Let's save you some money on taxes. I don't know about you. I don't like it that my tax money, it goes to LGBTQ initiatives worldwide. I don't like that my tax money goes to Planned Parenthood. So I'm going to get as many tax deductions as I can with groups like Preborn, who are saving lives. Deny the government your tax money legally by giving a tax-deductible donation to the organization that is saving the lives of unborn babies every day. Do you know Preborn saves 200 babies a day? 200 babies a day because of you walk this planet. Babies that were about to be killed. That is astounding. That's where your money goes, and you get to write it off? Preborn.com/Jesse. $28 buys one of those ultrasound, but give whatever you can. Preborn.com/Jesse. It makes me feel good because I'm not only denying the evil people my money, we're doing it. We're doing good with it. Preborn.com/Jesse. One more segment. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember our Medal of Honor citation this week? Remember, you can download that podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. It's the start of the second hour. You remember we did a bunch of history behind it, and I read a book about it. And the Medal of Honor citation was for a Lauren Douglas Hagen. His nickname was Festus, is what they called him. Man, I'm telling you what. Sometimes doing this show, I mean, every day doing this show is the coolest friggin' thing ever. We got this email. A friend sent me your Medal of Honor podcast about my brother, Lauren Douglas Hagen, Festus. This was very well done, and I hope others will tune in and learn about how other Medal of Honor members gave of themselves during the time they served for freedom in our country. Ugh. I shared your podcast with my brother, son, and daughter. I have taken all four of our grandchildren to Arlington to visit this sacred place in D.C. to remember Doug forever. Thank you. Don't thank me, brother. Don't you dare thank me. You gave up your brother for this country. Don't thank me, man. I'm friggin' honored. Beyond belief. Honored. All right, enough. Bless me, Father Jesse, for I have sinned. For today, in a moment of weakness at a supermarket, I bought a package of Oreo double stuffed cookies. It had been about a year since my last Oreo purchase. Okay. He said I can't say his name because what I did is too shameful. Listen, I know that Oreos in milk, it's the best dessert on earth. Yes, it is, Chris. What? You don't like Oreos and milk? Seriously, Chris? Okay, maybe I overstated with best dessert in the world. Maybe that was a little too far. But it is excellent. It is. Can we at least get that, Michael? It is excellent, right? Yes. Okay, excellent. Oreo is maybe one of the most despicable LGBTQ.
Why are you gay?
Companies in the United States of America. I've told you this story before. I will never forget sending my sons to go get a pack of Oreos because we used to keep a pack in the house all the time. And my son coming back and saying, Dad, why are all the packages rainbow now? It's a disgusting company. I have stopped buying them. I am not going to look down my nose in judgment on you for a moment of weakness. Because remember, I still screw up all the time too. When you live in a corrupted system where every freaking corporation, it seems, is corrupted and wrong, you are either going to accidentally, or in your case, on purpose, every now and then, you are going to make mistakes. Let it go. Enjoy your one package of double stuffed Oreos. It's not like throwing them away or taking it back is going to do any good. Just don't do it again. All right? Oracle of Oracles. I recently saw there have been several more Chi-Com police stations operating in the U.S. I understand one is in your own backyard of Houston. I get it that the anti-communist party looks the other way if these spy citadels are in their city, but the American Communist Party looks the other way if they're in their cities. But how does Governor Abbott allow this? He says his name is George. Well, what do you think Greg Abbott is? Do people who aren't from the state of Texas think that Greg Abbott is some kind of warrior for freedom? Is that really what people believe? Greg Abbott was a despicable tyrant during COVID. Despicable tyrant. Destroying lives. Destroying businesses. Having salon owners arrested. You can go look it up right now. I think it was in Midland, Texas, if I remember right. A bar opened up serving some freaking beers to the fellas after a long day of work. They sent the SWAT team in an MRAP, an armored vehicle. It would look like a tank to you with wheels. Don't think that these Republican governors in red states are some kind of warriors for freedom. That's why you need to move to a red state and start running for office. Red states are only going to be good if we improve them. They're not good now. We have to improve them, but they at least can be saved. At least the bones are there. All right? The bones are there. But look, we still have to make preparations for things not working out. That's why I tell you to buy gold. That's why I tell you to buy silver. That's why I tell you to make basic preparations. People keep asking, what preparations do you make? I acquire ammunition. I acquire the ability to eat if the grocery store is not open, to drink water if clean water stops coming out of the faucet, and gold and silver. Coins, not bars and stuff. Don't do stupid things like that. It doesn't do you any good. But gold coins or silver coins can always be exchanged for value no matter what. And the government can't destroy the value of them. They haven't been able to for thousands of years. Let Oxford deliver some to your door, please. Oxford Gold Group, they're not only who I trust, they're who I send my family to, my own father, friends, co-workers. There's only one person I tell people to get a hold of. And now they have set up a website to make it even easier, jessekellygold.com. And I love it that it has my name in it, by the way. Jesse, what, Chris? jessekellygold.com. This is not for rich people, although that's fine if you're rich. Normal people need gold and silver too. Normal people, all right? So go. And go now. All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Would you rather have a dog that's friendly to everyone or one that is really obsessed with you and doesn't like anyone else? I would rather have one that's obsessed with me and not like anyone else because I'm selfish like that. Jay Steele, what's dorkier, live historical reenactments or fantasy football? I got to be honest with you. I've never seen a historical reenactment. I kind of want to see a Civil War one just to kind of see how the battle was laid out, though. But fantasy football, I used to love fantasy football. I actually miss it. Why are you giving the thumbs down, Michael? Well, it's not lame. It's not lame. You're betting with friends and competing. Whatever, you guys are all dorks. Jesse, Dome is right when she talks about the mass shooting doesn't need to be this way. We just need to have concealed weapons holders in every mass gathering. What say you? Well, don't you remember that mass shooting that took place at the gun show? Oh, you don't? Because there's never been one? That's exactly right. Guns save lives. Arm yourself and practice. Arm yourself and practice. Jesse, how do you put Humpty Dumpty back together again? Decades of time and sometimes, most times, never. During the Peloponnesian War, whole city-states were replaced by foreigners. U.S. today is a powder keg, so on and so forth. Listen, how do you eat an elephant? How? One bite at a time. One bite at a time. Just because we have all these problems, and we do. We have a bunch of them. I talk about them all the time. That does not mean there aren't solutions. It means we have a long way to go, a long road to hoe, if you will. But Chris, I've said it the way I want to say it, Chris, okay? You can hoe roads too. Dirt roads. You can hoe a dirt road. It might be difficult, but you know what, Chris? That's just something else for me to overcome. Not you, but me. All right. Put your phone down. It's the weekend. We'll revisit all this on Monday. Another Medal of Honor Monday, all right? That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.